Sakta Mishnah Vayitra Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Perek Dalid Mishnah Dalid. In this Mishnah, the Tana will continue to list for us Takanes of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. We're going to see two in this Mishnah, Be'ez Hashem. One is about Kabbalas Eidus on Rosh Hashanah. We'll soon see why that's more complicated than any other month. And the second is going to be Bar Kiddush HaChodesh every single Chodesh, and where exactly was the place where the Eidus came to say their Eidus. First, about Rosh Hashanah. When they were Mekadosh the Chodesh Lepiriyah, sometimes Rosh Hashanah was one day, and sometimes it was 2 days. See, when the night of the 30th of Elul came, they considered the next day Yom Tov. They had to, because you didn't know what was going to happen. Maybe Edom will come tomorrow, and Bezdin is going to be Mekadosh that particular day, day number 30, as the first day of the new month. In this case, the first day of the new month is Rosh Hashanah. So they didn't do malacha, they davened the tefillah of Yom Tov, they blew shofar. If Edom came, and they would taka mekadesh the chodesh, so we knew we did the right thing for treating the day as Yom Tov. If taka was Yom Tov, but tomorrow, in other words, the 31st day, was a weekday. And we would start the countdown towards Yom Kippur and Sukkot from the 30th day of Rosh Chodesh El. What if the Edom didn't come? So yeah, like an interesting situation. If the Edom didn't come, so Chodesh El is Me'uber. Even though they treated the 30th day as if it were Yom Tov, they even blew Shofar, but Lamaisa turns out it's not Yom Tov, it's the 30th day of El. And Rosh Hashanah is tomorrow. And it's from tomorrow that the countdown starts to Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So it turned out that year, the second day of Yom Tov is actually Aleph Tishri, and the first day is Lamed El. Now the Levim would say Shir every single day when they were Makriv, the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Rabbayim. During Yom Tov, there was a special shir that they said. On Rosh Hashanah, based on the Takana of Nevi'im, they didn't sing the Yom Tov shir by the Tamid Shel Shachar. They did so by the Tamid Shel Bein Rabbayim, but not by the Tamid Shel Shachar. See, Al Pi Rav, Edom didn't arrive till after they were Makar of the Tamid Shel Shachar. So they decided that shir stays the regular week this year. Now, our Tana is going to tell us that there were actually three Tekufas, three time periods, where things change as to till when Bezdin was still ready to be Makabel the Eidus HaChodesh on the 30th day of Elul. Birishayna, this is the first time period. Hayu Bezdin, Makabelin Eidus HaChodesh would be Makabel the Eidus that they saw the new moon, meaning the moon of Tishrei, Kaliyam the entire day 30, even toward the end of the day, which is what they did during the other months. You can be Makabel the Eidus all the way up until the end of the day. But they stopped that, because Pamachas had once happened, that Nishtar HaEdim Yilavim, the Edim, didn't show up until after the Wemak of the Tamash Lebein Rabbayim. So as a result, Veneskalkalu HaLevim B'Shir, the Levim wound up singing the wrong Shir. When it came to the Tamash Lebein Rabbayim, they didn't sing the Shir of Yom Tov, because they thought, okay, it's too late, the Edim aren't coming anymore. But at the end, the Edim did come, and it turned out retroactively that it was Yom Tov. Again, because most of the time the Edom came before Mincha, that's why by the Tamid Shel Bein Rabbayim they usually sang the Shir Shel Yom Tov, but in this case the Edom didn't show up. So because of this problem, and because of this mistake, and this is, shows us how important the Shir of the Levim was, Hiskinu, the Sanhedrin Gedoyle of that generation, was Misakin, Shleyu Mekablin, that they should not be Mekabel the Eidus HaChodesh of Chodesh Tishrei, Ela Ada Mincha. When we say Mincha over here, maybe you remember from Arvei Pesachim, there's Mincha Gedayla, Mincha Ketana. We're referring to Mincha Ketana, which is 9.5 hours into the day. That's the cutoff point. If the Edom came beforehand, the 30th day of Elul is Aleph Tishri. If the Edom came afterwards, too late. And the 30th day of Elul stays the 30th day of Elul, and Aleph Tishri is the next day. Now, 9.5 hours gives us enough time to be makir of the Musav and the Tamid Shel Bein Rabbayim and all of the Nesachim to come along with it, and for the Levim to say the proper Shira. But if it's been a Mincha L'mala, once again, we're not makabel the Edom anymore. Even if they come and they say, oh, we saw the moon. No, too late. Well, what did we do if the Edom came after the time of Mincha? Zakta Mishnah v'bo Edom and a Mincha L'mala. The Edom came from the time of Mincha and on. We ignored them. It's as if they didn't come. We finished off Lamed El B'Kiddusha and Isra Malacha Ulamachar Kodesh, and tomorrow that's Aleph Tishrei, the 31st day, that's Aleph Tishrei, and that's the real Yom Tov Midrash. And from that day we start counting down to Yom Kippur and Sukkot. That's the first of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So wait a second. So you're telling me that by the time the Mincha comes, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is the 30th day of El, the first day that we're knowing Rosh Hashanah, so we know for sure today is not going to be Rosh Hashanah. We know for sure it's going to be tomorrow. So why do we finish off the day as Yom Tov? Until the time of Mincha, we had to treat it like Yom Tov. We couldn't do Malacha because maybe it's Yom Tov. We don't know. We have to see when the Eidim come. But if you're telling me that even if the Eidim came after the time of Mincha, we're not going to accept your Eidus, so why do we have to finish off the day from the time of Mincha till at night as Yom Tov? It's not Yom Tov. Tomorrow's Yom Tov. And the answer is it's a takana. The takana is that if we're going to stop now and say, okay, forget it. I know till now was Rosh Hashanah, but it was a mistake. Now you can go home. And you can write, and you can dig, and you can drive, you can do whatever you want. What's going to happen the next year? People are going to say, oh, it's not a real Yom Tov. They're going to say the 30th day of El. I remember last year we started as a Yom Tov, in the middle we changed, and it came back a weekday. People are not going to treat it as Yom Tov. So they made a takana, even though we know for sure that Aleph El is going to be on the 31st day, we finished the day as if it is a Yom Tov. Then there was a third time period, Meshacharev Beis HaMikdash. Now there's no chash anymore that the Levim will say the wrong Shira by the Karban Tamid, because unfortunately there was no Karban Tamid. So Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana. There was no Beis Hamikdash, but they were still Makabel the Eidus HaChodesh al Piriyah, based on when the Eidim came. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Mesakein, Shiyu Makabel an Eidus HaChodesh Kalayayim. Once again, day number 30, we treat it as a Yom Tov, and even if the Eidim did not come until the time of Mincha, they came only after 9.5 hours into the day. We reverted back to the first Tekufa, and we said, we're going to declare this day Aleph Tishrei, even if the Eidim came all the way at the end of the day. And it's the first day of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. It's brought down in the Tosefta, that La'asid Lavi, when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, Yaz Hashem Yisbarach, we're going to go back to the Takana, you can only accept the Eidim until the time of Mincha. Incidentally, the Gemara Masechtas Beis says that even in the times of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, if the Eidim came after the time of Mincha, although they declared that day to be Aleph Tishrei, but the next day, which is really Beis Tishrei, they still treated it as a Yom Tov. Okay, so once again, so we had three time periods in our Mishnah. We had what the Mishnah refers to as the Tkufa Harashayna. The Mishnah says, but Harashayna at first. The Eidim could have come at any point on the first day that they called Yom Tov, meaning Lamed Tishrei, all the way up until the end of the day. If the Eidim came when it was still Lamed Tishrei, they said, okay, it's not Lamed Tishrei, it's Aleph Tishrei, and tomorrow was not Yom Tov. If the Eidim did not come the entire 30th day, so then we say, okay, today is Yom Tov, and tomorrow is Yom Tov. Then there was the second time period, where we had this problem that Neskalklu HaLevim, the Levim sang the wrong shir, at the Tamashal Ben Rabbayim. So they made a takana, that they're only Makabel the Eidus until the time of Mincha, until 9.5 hours into the day. So in the morning, we didn't know yet whether this was Aleph Tishrei or Lamed El. When the time of Mincha came and the Eidim didn't come yet, so we knew that it stays Lamed El, but it was still Yom Tov. And tomorrow was the second day Yom Tov, and it was Aleph Tishrei. If the Eidim came before the time of Mincha, so that day, the 30th day, became Aleph Tishrei, and tomorrow was already the second day of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. What the Mishnah refers to as the third time period, that was Bavanesenu or Rabim after the Churban. So there was no problem about the wrong shear by the carbon because there was no carbon. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misakin that even if the Eidim come after the time of the Mincha on the first day, that first day is Aleph Tishrei, the next day is Beis Tishrei. If the Eidim don't come till at night, then we say that the 31st day is Aleph Tishrei. Now remember, inasmuch as which is the first day of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, so we know that the 10th day is Yom Kippur, it's always from the day that Bezin was Mekabel the Eidim. That's the main Rosh Hashanah. Now what happens nowadays? Nowadays we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah even in Eretz Yisrael. Besides the fact that we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah even in Eretz Yisrael, even the 2 days Rosh Hashanah in Chutz Laretz is different than the 2 days Rosh Hashanah of other Yom Tovim. 2 days Rosh Hashanah of other Yom Tovim is Parshat Asafik. We don't know which day is Yom Tov, because the Eidim that had to run off and bring the information couldn't get to Chutz Laretz in time to let them know. Bizman Hazeh, we understand that the first day of Yom Tov is the D'raisa, and the second day is the D'rabana. Because we're Mekadosh according to a Luach, so we do know when Yom Tov is, but still we have the Takana, Minigav Yisein, and Yedeinu to have 2 days Yom Tov in Chutz Laretz. In Eretz Yisrael, there are no 2 days Yom Tov except for Rosh Hashanah. And that's because even in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the Eidim couldn't get anywhere to let anyone know which day is Rosh Hashanah, because it's mamish the first day of the Chodesh. Sukkot and Pesach, they had 2 weeks from Rosh Chodesh till Tesvav. They could reach everywhere in Eretz Yisrael, they just couldn't get to Chutz La'aretz. Now, even though we have 2 days Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, and in Eretz Yisrael today there are 2 days Rosh Hashanah, but it's not the same the way it was in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Because like we just learned, then we didn't know which day was Aleph. The Eidim came, whether before Mincha or after Mincha, depending on which time period, it could have been that the first day was Aleph, and the second day wasn't Yom Tov at all. Sometimes if the Eidim came in a Mincha L'mayla, the first day was Lamed El, the second day was Aleph Tishrei. If the Eidim came before Mincha at all times, and before the Takan, even after Mincha, the first day was Aleph, and the second day was Beis Tishrei. Bezman Hazeh, even though we have 2 days Yom Tov, the first day is always Aleph Tishrei, the second day is Beis Tishrei. It's also different than other Yom Tovim because according to many Shitas, it's not considered 2 separate days. It's considered 1 long day. That's why even though we make a Shachriyana on the second day, but there's a Shiloh whether you could make a Shachriyana because maybe it's all still part of the first day. So according to some, we take a new Peri. But we have the Shem Yisbarach when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. So we'll go back to the system that it was to start with. The first day is the unknown. We don't know. It depends if the Eidim are going to come before Mincha or not. If they come before Mincha, the 30th day becomes Aleph Tishrei. The next day is a weekday. If they come after Mincha, the 31st day is considered Aleph Tishrei. And then we're going to have Yom Tov for 2 days. See, it's going to be much more exciting when the Beis HaMikdash comes, because we're not going to know, even to start with, whether it is 1 day Yom Tov or 2 days Yom Tov. And you're not going to know exactly when Yom Kippur is. Imagine coming into Yeshiva and you don't know when Yom Kippur is. I don't know. Maybe a day early, maybe a day later. I don't know when Sukkot is. You have to plan all your Chol HaMoed trips. We don't know when Sukkot is going to be. It all depends when Rosh Hashanah is going to be. And you know what? And the Yidden had no problem with that, because they were on a much higher level. They were ready to deal with whatever happens. Today we have to know everything beforehand. They didn't have to know it. They said, when it comes, Baruch Hashem, it's here. Okay, so really we did the Chazara in the first part of the Mishnah before we finished the Mishnah, because might say it's a whole different sugya. Let's go weiter now to the second takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Ve'oid zois hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And also this takana, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mesakin. Now remember what we learned earlier in Perik Beis Mishnah Zayin, the Kiddush HaChodesh has to be through the Rosh Beis Din. The Rosh Beis Din says Mekudesh, everyone answers after him, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. We said we learned it out from Vayadab Ramosha, he has to be the Rosh Beis Din. So the Tan is now going to teach us that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mesakin, that the Eidim didn't have to go find the Rosh Beis Din. They can come to the Mokim Havad, the place where everyone knew that's where the Sanhedrin is, and the other Chachmi, a Sanhedrin, could be Mekadosh HaChodesh without the Rosh Beis Din. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was scared that if they're going to have to go look for the Rosh Beis Din, it could get very complicated. The next time they're not going to bother coming. So again, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, the Oid Zois, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, another Tekan Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Mesakin. Shafila Rosh Beis Din b'chol makom, even if the Rosh Beis Din isn't in the place where Beis Din is, isn't in the official place where the Sanhedrin Gedolah is seated, you don't have to go looking for him wherever he is. Shlo Yedim Halchan El Mekayim Mavad. You just go to the place where the Sanhedrin usually sits, and whoever's there can be Mekadosh Dechayim. Okay, so actually, we had 5 Takanos of Yochanan ben Zakkai. Do you remember what they are? One is that you can blow shofar in any place where there's a Beis Din. That was a Mishnah Aleph. Number 2, that the lulav should be taken b'medina all 7 days after the churban habayis. That was in Mishnah Gimel. Number 3 was about chadash, that the entire day is aser, the entire second day of Pesach. If there's no akravas ha'aymer, the entire day is aser. Number 4, our Mishnah. After the churban, they went back to the original that you can be mekabel the edus ha'chadash the entire day on the 30th. And this last takana that we learned, that the Eidim don't have to go looking for the Rosh Beis Din, they just go to the Mokem Havad, the place where the Sanhedrin is officially seated, and the other Chachmiya Sanhedrin can be in the Kaddish to Chaydish. Now, really, there was one more Takan of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that we learned earlier. Do you remember where? It was in Perik Aleph Mishnah Dalet. Do you remember what that Takan was? It was that Eidim, the Eidim, can only be Mechal Shabbos for the months of Nisan and Tishrei. Actually, the Gemara tells us about another 3 takanas, but we'll leave that for now. So it was a total of 9 takanas that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mesakin.